This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
The number for you if you want to join us here in the live Saturday episode is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
And the captain.
And Mark.
So there's a little bit of good news out there. I was talking about people standing up and disobeying. And, Captain, you had a story, I think, out of Italy where thousands of restaurants were expected to...
50,000 Italian restaurant owners... This is from tapnewswire.com.
That seems like a lot of restaurants. 50,000.
Yeah, huge act of civil disobedience plans to conduct business as usual in spite of anti-COVID measures. Today, Friday, the 15th of January, so yesterday, over 50,000 restaurants are planning to open, an act of mass civil disobedience against anti-COVID lockdown measures, which have massively hurt the restaurant business, especially small family-owned businesses.
So this was supposed to happen yesterday, or they were planning it yesterday? Do you know?
I think it was supposed to happen.
It says today, Friday, 15th January, over 50,000 restaurants are planning to open.
Hmm.
So I assume that if they were planning to open, it would have been yesterday. They had a hashtag called Lo Opro, or I Am Opening. That's the translation.
Okay.
It says the movement is the largest countrywide act of civil disobedience since the lockdowns began. Italian opposition MP Vittorio Sgarbi has backed the movement, apparently, saying in an interview, Italy's government is already facing internal conflict and crisis. An early election is a possibility.
Yeah, the mood in, this is RT reporting here, the mood in one Milan establishment was seemingly festive with music blaring and a full house of unmasked customers ending the night by dancing on the tables. They do actually have video.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. That's why I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
Yep,
to see people living normally.
Restaurant in full swing here. Very, very cool. Reports in Italian media state some bars and restaurants weren't as openly defiant. Some simply stayed open past 6 p.m., the mandated closing time in yellow zones. Others open, but remained discreet.
So the idea is somehow people catch COVID at higher rates after 6 p.m.?
Oh, you haven't heard? There's a bunch of COVID lockdowns and curfews. And they're happening here in the United States.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that, so I've heard that bars, it's more likely to, you know, that they're, you know, super spreaders. But I don't know what that, you know, I don't know why. This is the thing that they really have to figure out is why. It's not the time of day.
Well, I've heard some politicians suggesting that because people who are inebriated are more likely to forget about their quote-unquote social distancing. So, you know, hey, I love you, man. You know, that kind of thing.
Okay. I guess.
That's the excuse.
Or the music's turned up so loud that you can't hear, and so you have to get right in somebody's ear to yell at them. You know, I've been in those places. I don't like them.
Others opened, again, we're talking about in Italy, but remained discreet and enforced social distancing inside. So I'm sorry, those people don't count. The number of participants is unclear. Before Friday, the organizers say that as many as 50,000 restaurateurs were expected to take part. However, reports in Italian media suggest that far fewer actually opened their doors. In one video that went viral on Friday night, the footage shows police attempting to enter a pub before being bullied out the door by chanting customers.
We will not comply.
Yeah, and that's what it takes. Mark, you were saying you don't think anything can stop these goons, but the number of people is all that matters. If you've got enough people on your side, if you've got enough people who are going to back a business, and we've seen it happened in Buffalo, New York, when that gym, they were having a meeting in the gym of, like, you know, local freedom people, people that were interested in more, you know, freedom, no cracking down and that sort of thing. The cops showed up. And they chanted them right out. They told these cops, get out of here. We don't want to talk to you. We're not interested in your services.
So what I was saying when I said that was about strategy. And strategically, if the cops are coming in and you have a bunch of people that say, you know, hey, get out, chew, go on, yeah, you're probably going to win that. However, strategically, if you've got a system where the airlines or the concert venues or whatever say you can't come in.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a difference between...
They got their choke points, for sure, and the airlines are one of them.
And, well, that's what I'm talking about. Is I'm talking about don't, you know, like, don't spend your time in battles that you can't win.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And I don't think you can stop this COVID-19 passport thing. I get that there's problems with it. I'm not happy about it, but I don't like battles I can't win.
Okay, but you're saying you can win if you got enough people on your side, and as far as
not every battle, no.
As far as local businesses opening,
look, I mean, you've got a whole state of people in, say, Arkansas or whatever that aren't down with these lockdowns. But those people from Arkansas, if they want to travel or go to concerts or whatever, and the government of Arkansas or the government of the United States or the government of the UN says you must have this passport to travel, those people aren't going anywhere. At all.
No doubt. No
because
doubt.
You can't
the governments have control.
Take
we live in prison.
Airplane.
We live in a prison. We live in a giant prison planet, and each so-called country is just a giant plantation, and the governments absolutely have control over the people that come and go from those places. I mean, they've had passports for a long time. Now they're just going to have a different type of passport.
They were instituted temporarily in World War
One. And they stayed.
Another temporary government program.
They stayed. So this is no different, Mark, and you're right about that, but as far as people refusing to obey, that's the way you're going to get your freedoms back. That's the way it happens.
Yeah, and I and refuse to obey in ways that work is what I would say.
Yeah.
And
well,
any
how,
numbers,
do, you, how it, do you know what works until you
get
do
to
it?
Try it. Anytime you've got numbers,
I just told you,
your odds are better.
When you hold the high ground, are you familiar with this? If you've got the high ground, then yeah, you can hold. But if you're trying to take the high ground, you're not going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
In the case, you cannot take an airplane and say, "You will fly us all to Milwaukee."
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Mark, and you're right about that. We've already acknowledged it, so you're kind of repeating yourself here.
Well, you're not. You keep saying you have enough people, and it's not true.
It is true when it comes to... it's absolutely true. If you've got enough people on your side, you can do whatever you want to do as far as, you know, stopping the government from ruling over you. If they're going to try to stop you from opening your business, if you've got enough people on your side, you can stop them from doing that.
Well, opening a business is different.
That's what we're talking about here, Mark. You went back to the airplane thing. We're talking about businesses reopening. We're talking
That's what I want to see.
Right, we're talking about Italian businesses here, restaurants, who have reopened. They've got customers there who shouted the police the hell out of the building. That's what it takes. Now, you're right. You can't just buy an airline and then all of a sudden operate Freedom Airwaves unless you happen to be super wealthy. And so, yeah, they're going to have some choke points there. But what you don't want them to do is to get every single business under their lockdown and under their control. And the way you do that is by you back those businesses owners and you show up in large numbers when the government gang comes to try to ruin somebody's life. That's what you do. Okay. So unfortunately, though, some customers didn't get off as lightly. In one restaurant in Florence, 9 patrons were fined and the owner was forced to shut altogether for a week, despite Florence being in the quote yellow zone. And so kudos to the Italian restaurants, but it's not just them. Mexico, in Mexico City, Reuters reporting several prominent restaurant chains and smaller eateries on Monday of this week defied Mexico City's extension of a ban on dine-in service in an act of civil disobedience against rules aimed at controlling a surge in COVID-19 cases. Fish restaurant Fisher's Steakhouse Sonora Grill and Pozzacali, which sells a Mexican pork and corn soup, were among the outlets that flouted the ban. Between them, the three chains have dozens of outlets in the city. Officials initially said a partial lockdown would last until January 11th, but then extended it after surging cases.
So these partial lockdowns are, like, these really are the problem. Now, I think America was ready to lock down. I'm not talking about you, Ian. I'm not talking about you, Captain.
Nope,
I'm saying the vast majority of Americans in, say, the end of March and the beginning of April, for 3 weeks, if they would have actually locked down, they would have got a large enough compliance to work. But now what they did was half measures. They're like, oh, yeah, but you can go out to, get some stuff at the grocery store, and, you know, we're going to do this and that. If there had actually been a lockdown, then they might have actually controlled this disease.
No, they wouldn't have.
Why not?
Captain Kickass brought in the story about the military lockdown.
I think that's very interesting, and yeah. I love that story. But
and even in the cities with the heaviest lockdowns, they still had spreads that were, you know, happening to people that were locked down.
Yeah, even outside of the U.S., too.
Yeah.
But there is also...
It's all lame.
Well, there's
show.
Evidence that stands in to controvert that evidence in so much as islands that didn't let people on and off didn't have cases. So it is possible to lock down in ways that prevent the spread of this. I think the military...
You're not advocating for that, though. Right.
I'm saying that it would have worked, and now they've squandered their opportunity. The one thing
that seems like close to advocating for it. More coming up here in a moment. 603-283-6160 can't work because it's the government. More coming up.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm. toot.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free to join us. Not toll free. It's not. But you probably won't get
toll. Do tolls even exist anymore?
Yeah, they do. If you've got like one of those old landlines on an old plan from back in the 90s or whatever.
Yeah.
It's rare. And toll free, just as a service, you know, is one where the person receiving the call pays
for the toll.
Right, it's not toll free, it's toll free to you.
Correct. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go learn about it by clicking Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. You'll learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, which is the actual useful alternative to Bitcoin, because Bitcoin's network fees have gone absolutely insane. But go and get the basics over at Bitcoin.com. You can also get the latest news headlines at news.bitcoin.com over there. Any old time you want, very, very informative, very useful site, Bitcoin.com. By the way, the number is 603-283-6160 if you want to join us here. 603-283-6160. Mexican restaurants, Italian restaurants in Italy, well, I don't know whether they're all Italian, but presumably owned by Italians in Italy.
are Italian restaurants if they're in Italy.
Reopening yesterday, and lots of them.
Yeah, if you're in Italy and you want Italian food, do you just go out for food?
Yes, you do.
Apparently.
If you're in Mexico and you want Mexican food, I can assure you,
it's there. It's plentiful.
And it's cheap.
Yeah, and right now, Mexican restaurants also reopening down in Mexico City. Multiple chains apparently actually saying, you know what, we're just going to reopen. Restaurateurs say they can provide a safe dining environment, and they have no other option to stay afloat. The chains announced Monday, opening on their social media accounts. One owner of a small eatery inside Mexico City's housing one of their housing complexes said, "There's nothing else we can do." She did ask to not be named because she was serving diners on site, although the restaurant survived the earlier lockdown by offering deliveries. Orders have dwindled. She says, "If I were just takeout, I wouldn't even break even," she said, noting competitors nearby.
A lot of times, right, if you're offering, you know, as far as price goes, if you're, you know, in Mexico, I mean, we were getting really cheap tacos. Remember those, mm-hmm, the taco stand that we went to?
And it was I won't forget that.
I think it was five tacos for $2.
It was crazy.
Oh, it was so good. But I mean, when you're, you know, making that little money,
yep,
you need to have quantity.
You, get
you
the
can't
food
deliver
moving, yeah,
and get quantity at the right same time. And, yeah, I mean, that's just it. People should be able to open their businesses and take the risks. That's what, right, life is. Life is a risk, and every one of you is listening to me is going to die. And you're going to die sooner than you would like. And we all take risks. We all make decisions. Every time you hop in the car, you realize that 30,000 people die every year in automobile accidents in the United States, and you're taking a calculated risk. So that's it. You need to let other people take the risk that they want to take. If you're afraid of COVID-19, and I got it, it's a bad disease. If you're afraid of it, stay indoors.
Potsulcali's operations director, Jose Manuel Delgado, said, "Let us work." He said in an interview with Network, the company has opened some locations at 25% capacity, but has had to fire 600 people. That's half of its staff, wow, in order to keep the business running. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. But again, the good news is that they're reopening. They're just like, you know what, we got to do this, so we're tired of obeying all these diktats. We're going to do what we got to do to feed our families and keep our employees employed. And that's what American businesses ought to be doing, too. Let's go to Ben in South Carolina, listening to WTMA there in Charleston. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, hey, Ian, how's it going, Mark?
What's on your mind? Go ahead.
I was just going to say a couple of things. First of all, yesterday I got a knock at my door, and it was the FBI.
Really?
Looking for my neighbor, uh-huh, or actually showed me a picture of my neighbor. And obviously, it had something to do with D.C. because I called his wife and gave her a heads up that they were hunting for him. Hmm. And no sooner than that two other friends of mine got calls because they were in D.C. Actually, not calls, called upon. They came to their house to talk to them and any footage that they may have and et cetera. So, I suppose taking that extremely seriously, even, you know, down to door knock level. But,
well, I mean, it's their sacred temple, as the politicians have been referring to it.
Yeah, and the second thing I wanted to mention, and I've called you guys a few times about the fake court that we have in Charleston, the livability court that concentrates on quality of life issues. They're also in charge of the mask ordinance, but they've written over 200 tickets in the last 2 days for mask violations. And they've changed their tactics a little bit now because the enforcement officers are not deputized by the city. So technically, beforehand, if a lot of times they would walk up and try to give someone a ticket and that person would just walk away, you know, and not give them the time of day. But so now they travel around with a police officer and will ticket whomever.
So people in Charleston have been receiving these mask tickets?
Incredible amounts of people. And I one of my close friends has gotten four.
Wow.
And
what's the fine? What are they trying to extract from people?
What's that?
What amount of money are they trying to extract?
Okay, so the first offense is $100, and then it increases every time by $100. So he's up to $400.
What if you don't pay?
For that ticket. And what's that?
What if you don't pay it?
See, that's the thing. I'm hoping that I get one because I don't want. I'm gonna request to go to jail, and I want to see if this court, this fake court,
can do
send
that.
Me to jail.
Yeah, that's an interesting.
You know, if a quality of life issue can put me behind bars, then you know I want to push it.
I gotta say, I appreciate you being willing to do that, putting your freedom
on
the line.
Behind bars, I wonder what the rules are when you're in prison as far as masks go and these
sorts
of things.
Yeah, can you refuse the mask there and then they just put you in solitary?
Yeah, what happens if you decide you're not going to wear a mask in prison?
That office covers every single thing about my business that we do. And so any fine or any violation that I get, that's the court that I go to. And I've yet to, in, you know, the last 20-some-odd years that this court's been in service, I've yet to get a ticket. But that's what I'm going to do. Every fine.
Now, do you walk around Charleston with no mask on? I mean, you're a non-mask person?
Correct.
Good. Good. Well, keep up the good work, man. I definitely appreciate it.
Report into us. I'm curious.
Well, and call for jail if you need to. We appreciate it, man. Thank you, Ben.
We'll take your call
for
jail.
That is what it takes here to, you know, have more freedom is people have to be willing to put something on the line. You know, you don't get freedom just by begging.
Well,
you've got to take action.
With regards to your question about what happens if you don't pay, my experience has been that it's usually tied to something else. For example, a parking ticket. Most usually, if it goes unpaid, is tied to your renewal of your driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
And so parking tickets is a non-moving violation, so it shouldn't have anything to do with your driver's license, but they can boot your car.
Well, so at least in the Seattle area, what they will do is if you have unpaid parking tickets, when your license is expired, you go to renew it, they won't renew it until you clear up your parking.
They do that in New Hampshire, but not with the license. They do it with the car registration.
Okay.
They do that here, too.
Interesting.
In certain towns. Not every town does it, but only certain ones. Bigger cities. We're coming up here. 603-283-6160. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com. I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I had seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A caravan of migrants from Honduras clashed with security forces Friday night as they tried to cross into Guatemala on their way to the U.S. Officials estimate more than 6,000 people are part of this caravan. Mark Morgan says this could be the first of many caravans who see a change in immigration policies as an opportunity. The commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection tells Fox News they saw this outcome as part of the statements from the incoming Biden administration.
With the new administration's immigration strategies, which really are akin to open border strategies, we knew this was going to come, and it's already happened. It's not just 1,000. Right now, we're looking at two groups that are well over 5,000, and one of those groups have already gotten through the Guatemala border, and they're on their way to El Rancho, which is about to locate centrally in Guatemala. It's coming. It's already started, just as we promised and anticipated it would with this rhetoric from the new administration on the border.
This is USA Radio News. The woman who helped Donald Trump win the presidency in 2016 is reflecting on her time at the White House. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has the story.
Kellyanne Conway was the first woman to lead a successful presidential campaign in 2016. She stayed on as senior counselor until last year. She was on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher last night.
I'm happy that I worked for a president who kept the Oval Office door open to many of us. We can go in and express ourselves. I didn't win every policy debate, but I was heard. And I think any woman in a workplace who is heard by her boss and has a seat at the table should really appreciate that.
Conway adds, though, that the last 2 months have been a disappointment, especially last week.
I think that those marauders and murders, I think that they insult, not represent the whole Trump movement.
Looking back, she says Trump built the greatest economy we had, rebuilt the military, and a lot of people are better off. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at lrn.fm.
Live, you can join us here if you want. 603-283-6160 is our number. That's 603-283-6160. I want to invite you to our new social media site. We got one now to compete
great
with Twitter.
What it is?
It's social.freetalklive.com, and even Mark is using it.
I'm liking it.
Yeah,
I'm not just using it, I am enjoying
it. Well, if you didn't like it, you wouldn't use it.
And all you have to do is listen to Free Talk Live for a little period of for a short period of time and realize that I think all of Ian's ideas suck. And this one does not, absolutely does not suck.
Well, Mastodon was not my idea. I didn't create it. I wasn't the person behind it.
But you made it easy for me to use, which I really love.
I didn't program Mastodon.
I understand that, but hold on. There was an interface.
I don't deserve credit. I just, you know, told a guy, hey, I told Michael Hampton, can you do this? He said, yes.
I got it.
And he put the thing online.
But
Michael
makes
didn't
it
program
your idea.
It either.
So social.freetalklive.com, all you have to do is go there. You sign up,
yeah.
And it's that easy. Now, I'll say our Matrix chat room and stuff,
yeah.
I enjoy it, but it is not easy.
It's
for
a little
me
more
to
complicated
use.
To get involved in this.
Social.freetalklive.com, easy. It's as,
yeah, it is.
It's basically Twitter without all the
without Jack and
crazy
his administrators.
Evil people,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That run it. Crazy people that are on it and crazy people that run it. And there's probably...
I may be crazy, but I'm not evil.
No, you're not. Yeah, crazy. Yeah, I'll go for that one.
That may apply to everyone here in the studio tonight.
So imagine Twitter where you just, if you don't want to see tweets from people,
You
don't follow them.
Don't follow them. Mm-hmm. Imagine, I mean, instead of censorship, it's just you choosing what you want to see.
You mean like television where you could just change the channel?
Just that easy.
But actually, wow. There's some cool things about Mastodon, which is the software that we're running.
Yep.
And by the way, it wasn't an original idea for me either. Actually, Liberdon gets credit for being the first libertarian Mastodon server out there. We've been on Liberdon up until this week
Liberdon
for 2 years.
Sounds like the mafia, Liberdon.
But I think it was better for us just to spin up our own node.
Yeah, well, it was time for that to happen because now it's more needed that there are more competitors, more options in the marketplace. What if Liberdon closes tomorrow? You know, we should have a second choice out there.
Yeah. Free Talk Live's not going anywhere.
Here's the other thing. So not only is it what you describe, Mark, where you can follow certain people and then you see their posts, but there's also what they call the local timeline, and then there's the what they call the federated timeline. Because remember, Mastodon is federated, and that means that it's polycentric, meaning that there are a bunch of different servers, thousands of them out there on the Internet. Some of those servers may decide, we don't want to connect to you. And they could disconnect, but by default, you have the ability to find people on other servers, right. So that's kind of cool. But here's the thing. If you look at your local view, if you look at the local timeline, it will show you all of the posts that are happening on social.freetalklive.com. So that way, let's say, Mark, you don't know who's on social.freetalklive.com, even though you're actually a default user, so anytime anyone joins, they will
just
follow you.
Yeah.
But if you are, you know, just on the site and you're like, who else is here? You can click on the local timeline, and it'll show you what every post has been. There's not a whole lot of them right now, but there's, you know, maybe a few to several per day. And it'll show you everyone who's posted today and the day before that. And then if you see somebody posting something you think's fun or that you like or whatever, you can follow that person.
Yeah.
Then there's the federated timeline. Now, the federated timeline shows you the posts of the people who everyone else on your server follows. So everybody who's following other people on other servers elsewhere in the so-called Fediverse, all of the people who are on your server, you see all of their follows on the federated timeline. So that way you can kind of find out what other libertarians are interested in reading. So you really get kind of a much more larger view into the libertarian world. You'll see some Bitcoiners and you'll see some, you know, freedom people. You'll see some bots of other people who are still stuck on Twitter, other hosts on LRN.
Yeah, I can't imagine posting from Twitter to Mastodon. Now, I've set up my...
Well, some of these people don't even know it's happening. There's like somebody out there who's just set up robots that just sucks in posts from people like Luke Rudowski and Peter Quinones and folks like that.
I saw him on Timcast recently.
Luke Rudowski. Yeah.
I saw a documentary recently called The Monopoly on Violence.
That's Peter Quinones' documentary.
Yeah, I saw it. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
It was great. He really did a good job on that. Apparently, it actually got on Amazon Prime, too.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime. I saw it through another method.
Indeed. I'm sure he would be fine with that being the case. So, anyway, I just wanted to give you a couple of the other features of this. So it's a neat thing, and if you've not spent a little bit of time with it, I recommend it. Check it out at social.freetalklive.com. Another cool thing about it is because it's open source, you can actually get different clients that, you know, sort of look different and feel different, and they all do basically the same things, but you might like client A versus client B, and so you can test these things out. I've actually got four different clients right now on the Windows computer here in the studio just to try them all out and see which one, you know, I think is the best one.
If you were missing any nerd cred, you've just re-achieved it all. So.
Yeah, my nerd joke was coming too.
So check it out at social.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Dustin in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Dustin.
Hey, long good day. I was just calling to testify. This government of the United States has ruined its representation to all the races and the females also by that POTUS being a King Herod for the sex and not a King Pontius.
This is a crazy guy, isn't it?
Legalization, but that even the albinos and the disabled on the Social Security, but this government. It's representation with all the races.
Okay. He's actually almost making sense.
I've called you before. I'm doing the Tea Party and endorsing that for the people.
The Tea Party's been over for like a decade.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We never got the newest laws of the newest set of taxes. Tea Party tax enough already? We haven't got the new set of taxes.
Oh, no. I'm sure they're passing new taxes out there all across the United States. Mark, did you have a question for Dustin? You look a little confused.
Yeah, Dustin, what I was first going to ask you, since you're calling from Kansas and your name is Dustin, I wanted to know if there was anybody who had really had a really great joke that somehow incorporated the word wind. I mean, you fart. Is it Dustin the wind? Like, I just don't know. Exactly.
You take off like that Dustin female on the Amazing Race. You just get up and off like a hot air balloon.
Dustin,
especially talking about the big headed about that song.
Do you have a random word generator that just kind of goes off in your head?
Yeah. I'm outspoken.
It's the most coherent call that we've received from you in the history of your calls, Dustin. And I got to say, I appreciate your call tonight. I don't know exactly what you were trying to say, but government bad. I did get government bad.
Something about albinos.
Out of that call.
That's the part about albinos. I mean, I was all ready with my joke about dust in the wind and Kansas and all this stuff. And then this guy, he just starts talking about albinos.
Yeah.
And then it's...
And he just normally when
all
he calls in, it's just a bunch of words that it's like a word salad, just like a total like stream of consciousness, but no real following what he's saying.
Like he's got several buckets of the alphabet in his head, and he's playing Scrabble.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want.
It's true. Hey, that guy should get on our social media right now because I would love to have
in the wind.
Would love to have a feed like that I can subscribe to.
Dialing 603. What's the number?
283-6160. So 603-283-6160.
Has to be harder than going to social.freetalklive.com and signing up for the Mastodon.
I mean, it's pretty easy to sign up for Mastodon.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's got to be easier than, a series of 10 different numbers. Because if you can string together punching the numbers in the correct order on your phone, then you can handle some kind of complex tasks.
Yeah, and by the way, you don't have to...
You can't tell a squirrel to do that and be successful, is what I'm saying.
You don't have to be a libertarian, by the way, to get on our Mastodon. You can just be a Free Talk Live listener. It's fine. It's open to anybody that wants to come. It's mostly going to be libertarian types, I think, that are on there.
But
anybody's welcome, so check it out.
Free nerds.
Just like Twitter.
Social.freetalklive.com. It's
without the banning.
Without the banning. Way more freedom. Because, I don't care what you... Really, I really don't care what you put on there unless you're a problem.
I don't know that we can ban you.
We could. Okay. Of course we could.
But we don't do that. We're Free Talk Live.
Unless you're, creating a serious problem somehow, and, we'll know it when we see it. But otherwise, I plan on being hands-off, like I've been with The Matrix. We haven't banned anyone from that.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Latest about the Liberty Radio Network via our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's where you can join us and talk about whatever you want to discuss.
603. Final segment?
It is. It is. 603-283.
The time goes.
6160. But no worries, Captain. We'll be back here tomorrow. And actually, I think you got the night off tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Mark's back in town.
Mark's back, so.
Wow.
That's cool. Well, you'll be back on Monday, and I'll be back on Monday.
True.
And
yeah.
There's different people that host this show because, well, you know what? Different opinions are important. And but your opinions are also important. That's why we have open phones.
That's
every
what's called Free
night.
Talk Live.
Yeah, here on Free Talk Live. So please join us, and join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can become an amplifier like Mike Sayers has done. Now, Mike is a silver amplifier, which means he contributes $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. You can join him as well and get some cool perks, get some benefits from doing that. You can join with your credit card, debit card, PayPal, or even Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com and get some cool benefits. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. Sarah is first up in South Carolina. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WTMA in Charleston.
Well, hello. I was wondering, wanted to get your guys' opinion on which one of these places would have, like, more hazardous duty pay. Like, if you worked on an oil rig, or you were a welder, or you worked at a chemical plant, or a hospital, or a fire station.
Mm. Which one would I rate personally as more hazardous?
Yeah, where you give hazardous duty pay to the employee.
I like the oil.
I was thinking oil rig, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not entirely sure.
Are we talking about in the ocean, the oil rig in the ocean?
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the oil rig in the ocean.
Right.
I might give some credence to hospitals, but only if it were specifically the emergency room.
Yeah, I mean, is that hazardous to work in?
I mean, you know.
I mean, most of the workers go home okay.
Yeah. I would say, like, a hospital overall, in general, not all that hazardous a place to work in.
I mean, if you're out on an oil rig.
But the emergency room specifically, you never know what you're getting, you know, what are
true.
You gunshots, stabbings.
Yeah, gunshots and stabbings don't usually hurt you as a worker.
People throwing up on you, you know, all sorts of fun stuff.
Pathogens.
Yeah. You know, so
You're going to get bled on. You're more likely to get bled on.
What I think is the marketplace should decide what a given career pays, and there's very few where I think that those people are getting paid too little because, a person who's working in a hospital in, say, Uganda versus working in a hospital in New York City, they're necessarily going to have to get paid different amounts.
I am biased towards the oil rig in the ocean only because I have been a commercial fisherman. And so
that
is a very, very hazardous job. I don't recommend that to, well, anybody really.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the reasons I'm asking is I used to love your all show, but I heard you all in March tell a mother whose daughter was a nurse who died from COVID, helping people in a hospital. One of you all said, well, if you work in a hospital, you should expect to die. So that's on your show, and that's your
word. Well, I think everybody should expect to die.
And I loved your show.
It's your show, too.
But you totally broken my heart with that.
I apologize for that. I didn't say it, so I don't know what it is.
She didn't want to talk about that, Mark. She just wanted to let you know.
Okay.
And she was upset because we said somebody would die.
I appreciate it when people call in and say that they're upset. I think that, you know, I don't know who said it. I think that there's times when people can be coarse on this show, and I wish that they weren't. And it's sad when people, you know, it's sad when people die, especially young people. Hospitals, you know, it's a dangerous place, and there's dangerous things that happen there. It's why I try to avoid them.
Risk is involved in that, you know, that business. And if you're not willing to take those risks, then don't get that job.
And presumably, people who work there, there's some kind of insurance that goes along with working there. The family's going to be compensated in some way, you know, these kind of things.
Presumably.
You know, no amount of money is going to make me happy. Yeah. My loved one is dead.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry. I'm saying it might have been me that said that. She's talking about something that's
like
a conversation that happened back in March. So, I mean, that's a long time ago at this point. But ultimately, I'm sorry. I don't think that people that work in hospitals are heroes just because they work in a hospital. I was actually just talking about this with one of the other liberty activists here as we were driving back from the crypto meetup that we had.
Well, I think the term hero is way overused, and I say that as a person who has been a fireman for years.
Right, yeah. You don't get to be a hero just because you've become a fireman. You have to do something that's above and beyond the call of duty. You have to put yourself at some extra level of risk beyond just the normal call of duty in order to be a hero. You don't get to be a hero just because you decided to be a nurse and showed up to work. And I don't feel bad because somebody had a tough day at work. You know, you decided to work at a job where you knew you were going to take 16-hour-long shifts or whatever. They have some lengthy shifts, 12-plus-hour-long shifts, and that was going to be incredibly stressful.
One thing I did do in March was I sent a stack of pizzas. I think it was 5 pizzas or something to the emergency room. I called up emergency room, said, how many pizzas you guys want? Mm-hmm. And they said, I can't remember whether it was 4 or 5 or something like that. And I just had that many delivered.
That's nice.
You know, and it's because, look, I know. I know what it's like to have a job where people do not appreciate what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a time when it probably was scary to go into work. And I was, and now I'm tipping a great deal, much more than I normally would, wherever I go. Because there are people out there that are scared to go to work. Now, I don't know about anybody who's, dying in a given circumstance or whatever. I don't know. Obviously, people have died because of this COVID thing, but...
Sure, people die because of the flu, though. I just don't understand the overreaction that people have had to this. And by the way,
there's a lot more people dying right now, Ian.
Oh, really? Not really. No.
Yes, there are.
Not according to the numbers that we were reported last month, unless they all of a sudden kicked up at the end of 2020.
Flu is gone. King County... not King County. The entire state of Washington has reported 0 flu cases this season.
I'm not talking about deaths from the flu. Did it sound like I was saying that?
No, all deaths.
COVID.
All deaths. All deaths are about the same from what I understand.
If you look at the CDC's chart, which I have pulled up all the time, I have it pinned on my browser, and I'm looking at it right now, you can tell where COVID occurred because of the spikes in deaths. And right now, we're in a third spike.
Right, but if you look at the total number of deaths...
This is the total number of deaths.
Sorry, if you look at the total number of deaths for 2018, 2019,
yep,
and 2020,
right,
they're about the same from what I understand.
You are absolutely wrong.
Oh, really? How much higher are they in 2020?
You are looking at them right now.
What am I looking at? I have no idea what I'm looking at.
Each one of these blue spikes of the CDC's website is a week. This is starting in 2017.
Uh-huh.
This is 2018. This is 2019. You can see the spikes from flu season here. And this is 2020.
It's barely above what it was. If it's up, then it's barely up.
This is 2020 right here. This is clear and obvious, the amount of deaths that are going on. There are hundreds.
Well, if you believe the government numbers.
Okay. Well,
let's go to David. He's on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey. And, the proper response to that would have been, this is Free Talk Live. We say a lot of stupid stuff.
We do.
You've been through. And Mark, when the first time that Dustin called in, I took care of that.
Okay.
I nicknamed Dustin the Wind. And so the proper introduction for Dustin is,
Dustin,
and now let's
the
hear
wind?
Dustin the Wind from Kansas.
From Kansas.
And that's how you
do. Yeah. Very good.
And so victory.
Yes.
We have New Mexico, K-E-N-N, K-I-N-N, listen up. Raul Torres is going to run for governor someday. He's now the DA in Bernalillo County, and I just smacked his head into the mat for the fourth and final time. And Raul has wasted $10,000 of your taxpayer money fighting me for the last 5 years on misdemeanors and petty misdemeanors for calling into the University of New Mexico radio station where his wife, nepotism Nasha Torres, is the dean of students in charge of disciplinary actions, like against me, David Olson. And the two of them ganged up on me for the last 5 years, sending me to jail for 3 days when they arrested me for these misdemeanors for calling in the radio station. And they told me not to call, and I said, hey, you are wholly owned by the taxpayers of the state of New Mexico, and I will call in and offer my opinion just like everybody else that you allow.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did, and they charged me four times. I fought them for the last 5 years, and over the last couple months, I have defeated them one, and then two, and then three, and then four times.
You beat them all. You beat all four of them.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So Raul Torres, a.k.a. Rico Suave in New Mexico, don't vote for him when he runs for your governor because he wasted $10,000 of your taxpayer money for nothing on this.
Thank you, David, for the call. Thanks for the update. It looks like, according to some of these numbers here, Mark, it's 12% more, perhaps, at least, deaths in 2020 than 2019. So there's a few more people that died. That's how it goes.
Well, I mean, it's not every death's a tragedy.
Yeah.
A million deaths is a
tragedy. See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. I'd rather have my freedom.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.